This is Scott Becker with the Scott Becker Business Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Jeffrey Roach. Jeff's a brilliant thinker and advisor and currently teaches and works in a leadership role at Harrisburg University. Jeffrey, can you take a moment to introduce yourself and tell us about your role at Harrisburg University?
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott. Jeffrey Roach here, Executive Director of Strategic Healthcare Initiatives and Partnerships at Harrisburg University of Science and Technology.
And talk to us for a moment about, in your role as Executive Director, Strategic Initiatives, Healthcare, so forth, talk about your top three or so priorities currently.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, my work really transcends the idea of ensuring that academia connects with business and industry. So as you can imagine, particularly in Pennsylvania, that involves healthcare systems, that involves state government, particularly the Department of Health, Department of Human Services, but it also involves the biotech and the pharmaceutical industries, which obviously Pennsylvania is quite busy with relation to COVID-19. And so it really is that public-private partnership development, but also identifying ways to bring solutions to whether it be healthcare from a technological standpoint, from a digital health standpoint, or whatever you name it. We try to be really innovative, flexible to meet the needs of whomever we're working with.
And talk about your efforts on health equity and the new task force that you joined related to health equity.
Yeah, so, you know, here in Pennsylvania, I've been leading with Secretary Levine the work in a leadership role working with the state, particularly in health equity. Since COVID-19 and even before that, we were doing work in health equity, you know, across the Commonwealth. But in July, I was invited to join the National Health Equity Task Force, which, as you know, is being led by the Morehouse School of Medicine under the auspices of a relationship they have with the CDC Foundation. And that is new. It's actually going to be an all United States of America effort where we're going to look at health disparities. We're going to look at the challenges we all know that COVID-19 has really just further amplified within not just our healthcare systems, but also within the communities that we have the privilege to serve. And we're going to really try to work with Google, the Gilead organization, to better understand data sets and really get at how do we move this country forward to have health equity for all.
Thank you. And you've had this great business career. Talk about some of the advice that you would give young people growing into a business or leadership career.
Yeah, you know, as a professor, I always say when I teach that you have to love to learn. You know, when I look back at my start in hospital administration and then making, you know, the transition into higher education, it always has been about learning. And my love has always been about private-public partnerships. And, you know, when you look at, you know, particularly in the world of business today, you have to love to learn. You have to be flexible. You have to be willing to take on new roles or new opportunities. Even if you don't understand why you may be being asked today, you want to take them on. That's what really benefited me in my young career when I was a hospital administrator, was when the CEO said, jump. Don't ask questions. Just learn from it and see where it takes you.
And I think that's actually magnificent advice, which is to jump right at it and say yes and go for it. And don't worry so much about is it perfectly suited for your career or not, but to jump in and go forward, and you end up learning a lot doing that. What are you optimistic about the future? It's been sort of a mess in the United States this year. Are you optimistic about what the future looks like?
I am, because here's the thing. I think, you know, I look at where we are as a country, to your point. And, you know, we have to rally together around these problems. You know, when we think about health equity, when we think about our public health, we have to really be willing to have those difficult conversations, but do it in a diplomatic, responsible, respectful manner. If we're going to move our country forward when it comes to these types of issues, that's how we've always done it, through dialogue. As a thought leader of like yourself, that these are the types of conversations that we have to have each and every day. And so that does give me optimism. And here's the thing. I think what also gives me optimism is that generations that are coming up, which will be our future leaders, you know, we tend to have this way of thinking that's more open, more willing, and we have to continue to just inspire that. We're going to have difficult dialogue, but we just have to be willing to have it.
Oh, fantastic. Jeffrey, let me ask you another question. You've spent a lot of time in healthcare leadership. You've also spent time in higher education. Any thoughts on the need to integrate those two more so?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think, you know, with COVID, particularly, you know, even before COVID, there were a lot of discussions around that. And we've actually seen some examples, you know, across the country for many years where we've had that within academic medical centers. But I think what you're going to see is that, you know, particularly for healthcare systems that may not be already aligned or partnering with an academic institution in some way, you're going to see more of a strategic relationship. And you have to. The way of the future, whether we talk about workforce development, the future of work, particularly in healthcare, if there's not that alignment, that strategic alignment that allows for working together to meet workforce needs, working together to do big research on some of the most pressing problems, we're not going to be successful as a country. And so I think you're going to absolutely continue to see more and more integration. We need it. I think our communities benefit from it, and I look forward to being someone that helps make it happen.
Certainly magnificent. Jeffrey, you've had this great career in healthcare and in higher education. It is so great to get a chance to visit with you today and hear some of what you're thinking today. We can't wait to get a chance to visit with you some more. Thank you for joining the Scott Becker Business Podcast today.
Thank you so much, Scott, and thank you for all that you do.